When James Harrison was 14, he got really sick. Doctors had to remove his lung, and he needed a lot of blood.
I was in hospital for 3 months, and I had 100 stitches.
He got 13 units of donated blood, almost 2 gallons. Harrison knew right away that he wanted to give back.
I was always looking forward to donating right from the operation, because I don't know how many people that took to save my life, but I never met them, didn't know them.
So when he turned 18, Harrison started giving blood. A lot. Every 3 weeks or so for 11 years. Meanwhile, doctors were struggling with cases of something called rhesus. It goes after newborns, and the babies get very, very sick.
They were just dying. They were dying.
Rhesus disease causes a mother's antibodies to attack her fetus. Scientists needed a way to turn this reaction off, and in Harrison's blood, they found it. Antibodies called anti-D. Doctors believe Harrison has anti-D because of the blood he received at 14. Harrison became the first anti-D donor in Australia and the most prolific.
And I was prepared and wanted to give something back. And I've been donating for 60 years.
At this point, he's donated enough blood for 2 million babies, including his own grandson, Scott. And when Scott turned 16, he made his first donation, sitting right next to his grandfather, who is making donation number 1,000.
The whole family are blood donors, and that makes you feel proud, too.
Harrison is one of only about 50 people in Australia who can donate plasma with anti-D. The Australian Red Cross says that's just enough for the demand. And Harrison is 78 years old. At 81, he'll have to hang up the needles and retire from donating. Those are the rules. He says others need to step up. If you're healthy, why not?
Some people say, oh, you're a hero, but I'm in a safe room donating blood. They give me a cup of coffee and something to nibble on, and then I just go on my way. No problem. No hardship.
James Harrison is on vacation right now. He goes up north in his caravan, camps on a beach. But he makes sure he knows where the closest donation center is, wherever he roams.
I'll be going on Tuesday and make my 1,106th donation on Tuesday.
1,106 and counting.